Section B.
强化提升。
第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Were you doing schoolwork or playing games?
Well, I wanted to get some information about Canada for my project, but I found a really interesting chat room with people from that country and started chatting.
Text 2.
I love sailing on the lake. The wind in my hair and the water on my face feels cool.
I guess I would feel the same way if I could swim. Text 3.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the secretary's office is, please?
Yes, it's up the stairs, straight to the end of the passage, and there you are.
Thank you.
Text 4. Where do you live?
I am living in the downtown now, but I used to live in the country. We have a country house there.
Text 5. Good morning. May I help you, sir?
Yes. Could I change these pounds for dollars, please?
Do you want small bills or large ones?
It doesn't matter.
B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Where are you from?
The United States. I live in New York.
Oh, really? I think it's a big city with a large population, right? By the way, do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's a most suitable place to live in.
Why do you say that?
You see, there is always something exciting to do, and it's never boring.
My place isn't boring either. You can fish, hike, grow vegetables,and all kinds of things if you like, though it's small and quiet.
I guess so, especially here in New Zealand.
Where are you from?
The United States. I live in New York.
Oh, really? I think it's a big city with a large population, right? By the way, do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's a most suitable place to live in.
Why do you say that?
You see, there is always something exciting to do, and it's never boring.
My place isn't boring either. You can fish, hike, grow vegetables, and all kinds of things if you like, though it's small and quiet.
I guess so, especially here in New Zealand.
听第七段材料回答第八九题。
Excuse me, I'm a stranger here, and I'm looking for the nearest post office.
That's no problem. Take a right turn at the next corner.Continue four blocks, and there's one next to the police station.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Take a right turn at the corner, and after four blocks, you will see a police station. It's next door. Why not buy a guidebook to the city? You can get one at any drugstore.
That's a good idea. Thanks a lot. Excuse me, I'm a stranger here, and I'm looking for the nearest post office.
That's no problem. Take a right turn at the next corner. Continue four blocks, and there's one next to the police station.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Take a right turn at the corner, and after four blocks, you will see a police station. It's next door. Why not buy a guidebook to the city? You can get one at any drugstore.
That's a good idea. Thanks a lot. Excuse me, I am a reporter from a college magazine. May I ask you some questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Where do you come from?
I am from Berlin.
When did you arrive in Lanzhou?
I got here the day before yesterday.
How do you like Lanzhou?
I like your city very much. The people here are very friendly, but I'm still not used to the weather here. I have a sore throat today.
The weather in Lanzhou is kind of dry. Drinking more water can help.
Thanks. I'll try that.
Would you mind telling me what you came here for?
Sure. I'm here for the Lanzhou International Marathon. I'm planning to go to Dunhuang for a tour after the marathon.
Great. Thank you for answering my questions. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I am a reporter from a college magazine. May I ask you some questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Where do you come from?
I am from Berlin.
When did you arrive in Lanzhou?
I got here the day before yesterday.
How do you like Lanzhou?
I like your city very much. The people here are very friendly, but I'm still not used to the weather here. I have a sore throat today.
The weather in Lanzhou is kind of dry. Drinking more water can help.
Thanks. I'll try that.
Would you mind telling me what you came here for?
Sure. I'm here for the Lanzhou International Marathon. I'm planning to go to Dunhuang for a tour after the marathon.
Great. Thank you for answering my questions. Have a great time.
Thank you.
You've been in this country for a long time now. You must have noticed quite a few differences between living in Indonesia and living in England. What's the most obvious thing that you've noticed?
In what way? Culturally or educationally?
Well, let's begin with families.
Oh, families. Yes, there are a lot of differences.
What sort of differences? Family size or customs?
Well, in Indonesia, you have such a variety of types of people. Some of them are nuclear families. Some of them have quite a lot of children, depending on their religion.
Does it depend on where they live?
Yes, but then, of course, religion also depends on their area.
So, which groups tend to have the largest families?
Muslims usually have.
Sort of 5 or 6 or bigger than that?
Well, I left Indonesia a long time ago, but from the people that I know, I think 4 is the average, though there can be 6.
You've been in this country for a long time now. You must have noticed quite a few differences between living in Indonesia and living in England. What's the most obvious thing that you've noticed?
In what way? Culturally or educationally?
Well, let's begin with families.
Oh, families. Yes, there are a lot of differences.
What sort of differences? Family size or customs?
Well, in Indonesia, you have such a variety of types of people. Some of them are nuclear families. Some of them have quite a lot of children, depending on their religion.
Does it depend on where they live?
Yes, but then, of course, religion also depends on their area.
So, which groups tend to have the largest families?
Muslims usually have.
Sort of 5 or 6 or bigger than that?
Well, I left Indonesia a long time ago, but from the people that I know, I think 4 is the average, though there can be 6.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Welcome to the famous cities in the world.Today, I'll introduce Bologna, a beautiful city of Italy, to you. It is a city surrounded by hills. Bologna is one of the most developed cities in Italy and, surprisingly, is nicknamed Basket City. Why is Bologna the Basket City? Love of basketball, of course. Someone might think this is strange in soccer-loving Europe.But Italians love basketball best. However, football is still a hugely popular sport in Bologna. Over centuries, Bologna has acquired many nicknames. Bologna is sometimes termed the Learned One for its famous university or the Fat One for its wonderful particular style of cooking. Bologna is also called Food Capital of Italy.Meat and cheese are appreciated by the people. The city has great social life. Nightclub life is full of excitement, though expensive. People in Bologna have a happy life.
Welcome to the famous cities in the world. Today I'll introduce Bologna, a beautiful city of Italy, to you. It is a city surrounded by hills.Bologna is one of the most developed cities in Italy, and surprisingly is nicknamed Basket City. Why is Bologna the Basket City? Love of basketball, of course. Someone might think this is strange in soccer-loving Europe, but Italians love basketball best. However, football is still a hugely popular sport in Bologna.Over centuries, Bologna has acquired many nicknames. Bologna is sometimes termed the Learned One for its famous university or the Fat One for its wonderful particular style of cooking. Bologna is also called Food Capital of Italy. Meat and cheese are appreciated by the people. The city has great social life. Nightclub life is full of excitement, though expensive.People in Bologna have a happy life.